Appreciate very much Joe's presentation. I have to agree with him. And I think that Lipscomb's take on it was very good because Bible tells us that men began to call upon the name of the Lord. There's definitely a division in the lines. While the line of Cain built cities and practiced polygamy and murder and were workers in metal and all of that, the line of Seth was on the other side. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And I've always felt like the sons of God referred to the righteous and the daughters of men to the daughters of the line of Cain. So I certainly agree with that. Might just ask one question while I've got the mic here. I talked to a science teacher one time up in Missouri. He was puzzled. He said, "I can't figure out who the sons of God were." He said, who were the sons of God? And he was puzzled by this passage. So I think it's well to take it into account and to have an answer for people. But I showed him, I believe it was the passage in Luke, where the Bible says Adam was the son of God. So, you know, he was directly referred to as the son of God because he was a human being that God made. Do we have any questions?
Yes, I did.
Or his conclusion.
I called Alan, and Alan made a statement to me before I really did to him, and he said, "By the time I finished, I didn't know what he believed." And I said, "I thought it was me." I had the same reaction. He just, it was convoluted, I thought.
Well, he actually believed that a demonic angel implanted women, you know, what do they call it when they...
Artificial insemination.
Yeah. And I guess got around the passage in Matthew that way, but, you know, didn't give me a satisfactory answer anyway.
You don't have questions because I don't know anymore anyway, so...